You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, we've got the feeling that's right, because it's Saturday night. That was Ram Jam. They can rhyme. This is Classic Rock Mine, your home for the best classic rock that you have never heard. And to prove that point, we're going to start the show by going to Japan. If you were in Japan in 1971 and you were classic rock, you may have sounded like this. Thank you.
kill.
Okay, clearly that was the best 20 minutes of your life if you like obscure classic hard rock. My God, what a set of music, if I must say. Let's see, last was Ancient Greece. Those guys were from Wales. Their real name was Strawberry Dust, and the guy who produced the album changed it without telling them. We heard Eagle Song off of Women and Children First from 1970. Man, what a song. Before that, we were in Detroit for Mutsy. Man, what a band. We heard Highway off of Light of Your Shadow, also from 1970. We were in the UK for the Pink Fairies. Yes, the Pink Fairies with Do It. Good advice. That's off of Never Never Land from 1971, or Never Never Land, or Never Never Land. It all depends on your state of mind, I guess. And we started that set off way back when in Japan with the Mighty Blues creation, Atomic Bombs Away, 1971. That is off of Demon and 11 Children. The Japanese were rocking. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., gang, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. And let's keep doing that right now. We are going to Texas. These guys were managed by Terry Knight, who also managed Grand Funk Railroad, which is probably why no one's ever heard of this band. But they kick. Dig it and dig it deep.
Nothing for me to doubt. If I find a way out of here, it won't hurt me a bit. I can get back just as easy as can be, like falling off a picket fence.
but something's wrong. Something is wrong.
Thank you. to look for truth where truth is never gone. Don't look back at what does not belong, 'cause it's the only way.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh,
That was Poppo, and boy, was that short. Poppo's Blues, Stratocaster Boogie off of Poppo's Blues Volume 3. Poppo was Norberto Napolitano, something like that. I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry. He was the guitar god of Argentina. He played on virtually every hard rock, blues rock record coming out of Argentina in the early 70s. And then he stuck around for a while, and he lived the life. He was a big, tough rock and roll guy, died in a motorcycle accident, and apparently, B.B. King said that he told Poppo he was the greatest guitar player ever played with. And my joke is that B.B. King probably said that to everybody. You know, if they brought him on stage or he brought them on stage or they played the guy, hey, man, you're the best guitar player ever played with. But he said it about Poppo. So there you go. Poppo rules. Before Poppo, Black Cat Bones with Good Looking Woman. That's off of Barbed Wire Sandwich, which was probably the basis for Shark Sandwich and Spinal Tap, but who the heck knows? That was from 1970. Black Cat Bones, man. Whoa! Foundational group. Paul Kossoff was in there. Simon Kirk was in there. They both left to form Free. And then Kirk, of course, would go off to Bad Company. And Rod Price replaced Paul Kossoff. And that's who we heard on this album was Mr. Rod Price, who, of course, would go on to Foghat and also played with Savoy Brown. So dig that and dig it deep. Before that, we were in Cleveland for the awesome band, The Damnation of Adam Blessing. We heard La Voyage off of Damnation of Adam Blessing. 1969, those guys rocked. The whole Cleveland rock scene in the late 60s, early 70s, man, there were so many bands. It's just like Detroit, man. They kicked butt. And let's see, before Cleveland, we were in New Jersey for Banshee. Yeah, there are Banshees in New Jersey. We heard Beautiful Day. That is off their self-titled album from 69. And we started that set off way back when with a band who was produced by Terry Knight, who, of course, was really busy with Crayon Funk. And unfortunately, this band got, short shrift. That was Blood Rock from Texas. Castle of Thoughts off of their self-titled album from 1970. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We're going to keep going until 11 o'clock. Then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank. Two of the silliest hours you will ever experience in your lifetime, especially on the radio or if you're streaming. Okay, so we were just digging some British blues stuff, some Argentinian blues stuff. We're going to continue with the sort of late 60s, early 70s blues type thing, and everybody knows the vocalist on this, and the backup band, let's see, they appeared at Woodstock, they played on Jesus Christ Superstar, but they never played as well as they did backing this man. This is a phenomenal performance, and before I oversell it, dig it and dig it deep. Oh, and this is on vinyl, as God intended.
Oh, we're gonna do a blues. A blues? It's called St. James Infirmary. To see my baby there, she was stretched out on a cold white table, so sweet, so lean, and so fair. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. Where ever she may be,
Something I'd like to talk to you about at this particular moment. And that's about the one thing that we won't be able to do together unless we all become as one. And if we all become as one, and then we can walk through it together. Now, I ain't walked through it all the way yet, but there was a time I walked into it and I had to go into it alone. That's this place called the Halls of Karma. Now, when you go into the Halls of Karma the way I did, I don't know, it might have been hallucination, but I think it was real. See, I felt the presence of the two energies, positive and the negative, of God and the devil, however you want it. And they was pulling and deciding on one of them what to do with my soul. Now, I couldn't take this at this moment because I had to come back to be with you people to do a thing. And I proved to them in bargaining with them that I had a thing to do for the good of all of us. Out of this bargain, the devil, he got my body for the good and his needs while I'm here on earth. And the Lord, he's got my mind for the good of the universe and for the good of man. And they both, they got me in between because they both got my soul. So the next time I come up, I want the Lord to please have mercy on my soul.
With both the devil and God, they turned my eyes through the
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine.